Victoria is a notorious insomniac. She's tried all the drugs and remedies under the sun, all to no avail. The only thing that helps her sleep at night is going for a long run through the woods next to her house when the moon is at its peak. Then she goes home for a nice hot bath and dozes right off. She's nearing the end of her run, the dark path before her weaving behind houses of her family's longtime friends. She looks ahead to the moonlight at the end of the shrouded path when she trips on a long, warm root.
But it's not a root. Victoria squints in the dark and sees the outline of a naked man, covered in dirt and scratches. She looks around, wondering where he might have come from. A chill runs down her spine as she shines her phone flashlight down and identifies the man as Tyler, her neighbor's son and her former girlhood crush. She kneels close to feel for a pulse around his large wrist.
His skin is steaming hot. Victoria jumps to her feet in alarm. At the same time, Tyler flinches, his limbs moving like a dog chasing cars in a dream. Victoria looks away, not wanting to ogle his naked body while he's unconscious.
She tries to shake him awake, once again marveling at his high body temperature. It's a crisp fall night, and he's completely nude. Yet he feels dewy and warm, like he's been soaking in a hot tub all night. She remembers his family does have a hot tub. Maybe he had a few too many beers and wandered off into the woods. That seems likely. With all her might, she grabs both his arms and begins to drag him towards her house, out of the cover of the woods. He stirs suddenly, howling, and coming to his senses. She nearly drops him.
He looks at the moonlit clearing beyond, as if Victoria was leading him to be executed.
She gestures to his foot, which is badly bludgeoned, as if he was caught in a bear trap. Maybe he was. He needs medical attention, of that she's sure. His face is terrified, though, more scared than she's ever seen him.
Tyler shakes his head no. His thoughts are racing. He doesn't remember how he got here, or why his neighbor Victoria is here with him. Why her body is so sweaty in her tight sports bra and leggings. He applies what pressure he can on his injured foot, and she supports him as they walk and limp towards his house's backyard.
Tyler hobbles into the basement while Victoria slides the door closed. It's warm down here and smells even earthier than when they were in the woods. All of the windows have been covered in dark cloth. Tyler flicks on a dim lamp, slumping into a desk chair. Victoria can't help but gasp. The room is in complete disarray, as if there's been a brutal animal attack.
Victoria flushes scarlet, realizing Tyler has been watching her judge what are clearly his living quarters. His desk, somehow still standing, is beside a sturdy four-poster bed covered in faux fur pelts. Victoria approaches, sitting on the cozy bed. She inspects his injury, and to her surprise, he procures hydrogen peroxide and bandages from the desk drawers.
He rips a shirt from a pile of clothes and puts it in his mouth to stifle the screams of pain as he pours the peroxide into the wound. Victoria can't help but watch, fascinated.
He gingerly begins to wrap his ankle when Victoria remembers her manners. She kneels down from the bed and takes the bandages from his warm hands, smiling.
He nods and takes the gag out, wincing slightly as she tries her best to wrap him soundly and painlessly. She looks up into his deep brown eyes.
Victoria rolls her eyes. As children, they had been good friends. She had a painfully intense crush on him for the longest time, and when they both hit puberty, he started getting moody and shutting himself in at home. Then he went away for boarding school and college. This winter break home from their new lives outside of the town they grew up in is the first time she's seen him since they were teenagers, and he was no boy anymore.
Tyler chuckles, then remembers he's naked and hastily drapes the remainder of the ripped shirt across his lap. Victoria hadn't been looking, but that's not to say she hadn't wanted to. She rises, turning her back to let him pull on a pair of gray joggers.
They share a laugh and she turns to find him slightly more clothed. She shivers a bit, her sweat from her run now cooling on her body.
He extends his hand. He wants her to take it. He is glad when she does. He feels her cold, delicate hands in his. They warm up almost immediately in the grasp of his hot hands. She steps closer, placing his hands on her bare midriff. They warm there, too. It's incredible. Her eyes go wide. He can't be.
She nods, processing what he's just said, what it means. What finding him in the woods the way she did really means. Her mind is racing. She wants this so badly, and yet she knows she should be afraid. But something about him is even more intoxicating than ever. He's so strong and warm. She wants to curl into his arms and stay there forever. She doesn't need to ask him the question they're both afraid of. She just needs to feel his hands on her body a few seconds longer. He pulls her closer and she straddles his lap, sitting on top of him.
He wraps his arms around her, his hands running up and down her back. She feels her temperature rise and blood rush between her legs. His excitement pumps hard under his gray sweats and she grinds against it, her back arching in need. He stands, picking her up as if she's a doll, and carries her with ease to the bed. He throws her down and crawls on top of her like a true beast. He kisses her deeply on the mouth, and electricity runs through her body. She's never felt more alive. Heat pulses between her legs. He kisses her neck and moves his strong hands over her sports bra, lightly teasing her nipples, past her abdomen, and sliding his hands down into her leggings.
He rubs the growing friction between her legs, only lighting a more insatiable fire. Her whole body is warm now, like his, as he moves his index finger into the deepest, warmest part of her. She clutches the back of his neck, feeling his thick curls. She kisses him, moaning directly into his mouth. He devours her moans greedily, feeding on them.
She grinds into his fingers, thrusting herself up towards him. She needs to feel complete with him. Deep inside of her. Her free hand searches for his waistband. She feels his impressive erection pulsing for her under his sweats. She strokes him gently over his sweatpants.
She slides down his sweats, revealing him to her. Big, hard, in need of her assistance. At the sight of it, her mouth waters. She is struck with an animalistic need to put it deep inside of her body. She does, wriggling down below for him to fuck her mouth while he strokes her head.
He pulls out of her mouth, stroking her wet leggings. Kneeling over her, he pulls her leggings off with immense force. She whines in excitement and he slides his cock deep between her legs. He thrusts into her, concentrating his strength into her pussy, into her G-spot.
He licks her nipples through her tight sports bra, then frees them, taking the bra over her head. He consumes her tits, and her back arches as he grazes them with his teeth. He is suckling on her, almost like a wolf pup.
He sucks her neck, then brings her legs up to rest on his shoulders. He sucks on his own fingers and brings them down to massage her clit as he pounds into her. The fur beneath her feels sensual as she writhes back and forth beneath his cock. Tyler begins growling and whimpering in pleasure.
Thank you.